All right, I think we're here. Hello, hello. Anyway, I hope everybody found the channel. Here we go, about general topics. Johnson's there. Okay, good. Somebody found me. Yeah, I tried. I was working all day, and it took me forever to get into this room. And it's amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. This thing is such a complicated thing there. And their menu's buried with all kinds of stuff, so I had a hard time even trying to find a share. I had to watch a video and finally found it there. Anyway, so we got here. Okay, copy. Copy successful. Alrighty, so while I'm doing the show, I'm going to see if I can go back online and broadcast this a little bit better. So that everybody can have a chance to come into the room. Anyway, I wanted to talk tonight about a bunch of different things. So I think we're going to have to hold off just a little bit until everybody's here or until more people show up. See who else. All right, they're coming in. Good enough. Give me one second here. I'm going to try something. Hopefully it'll work. Let's see here. Where am I at? Uh-huh. Ready? Come on. Yeah, today my computer has decided to act up on me as well. Not sure if the AI is afraid of what I'm going to say. Oh, that worked. Yay! Here we go. Okay, that's one. Let's see here. I had this all prepared just before the show, about a half hour to hour before the show, to get things going. And instead, everything just went all haywire, which that's not so odd anymore. Yeah, I mean, I actually kind of expect things to go wrong. So that worked out. Pretty cool. Yeah, it just will only take me about a moment. What I got to do here. Meanwhile, by the time I get back, time to get back into the chat room, I'll hopefully have this all done. Where is he? Remember, I had to run past him. Where'd he go? Anyway, I'm going to talk about certain things. That we've been talking about this week with the radar. Now the radar is screwing us up. How it's causing genetic damage. How we are, there it is. How we're being violated with that. Something to do with zombies as well. I think everybody needs to understand that we have been conditioned for a long, long time to be zombies without our being aware of it. Without our being aware of it. And that's the kicker. Because of a lot of our functions and the way we think and what we do and how we do things is based on that program. What we think looks good, what we think is bad, you know, what we think is tastes good, what we think tastes bad, acceptable behavior, unacceptable behavior. Whole variety of things, you know, that we've been conditioned to accept as reality. Like today, they're trying to condition young people to accept some immoral behavior as normal. Okay, got them all. All right, sent it all out. Hopefully, it'll reach to wherever it's got to reach. Okay, all right, everyone's showing up. We got already 12 people. Cool. All righty. So everybody's showing up? All right, good. Wow, hello, hello. Good, good, good. So today, young people are being, again, turned into zombies. Let me explain that. There's a standing joke, a friend of mine, Fiona, she was telling me this joke, about how people back in the day were given a mathematical equation and had to prove how, New Zealand, good. Missouri. Where else? Los Angeles. Good. Yeah, I was watching something in Los Angeles, and I'll talk about that too. It's a bit of a heart wrencher, what's going on there. Anyway, she was saying how they did to do a hard mathematical equation by the 50s, by the 60s. They lowered the standard, the stress, the 70s. By the time it got to the 90s, basically they gave you a coloring book and say, just color within the lines. And this is a form of zombification. Keeping on lowering the standards, and the academia not being properly presented so that young people would learn to train their minds or their brains to be able to think. New York, cool. And Richmond, Virginia. Hey, look at that. Everyone is coming in from all over. Great. That's why YouTube was so popular in the beginning, because everyone could see where everybody was coming from. And that made it really cool, because now you're talking to the world. Oh, I'm talking to New Zealand. I'm talking to Yugoslavia. I'm talking to America. I'm talking to Canada, you know. Anyway, now today with the media, Fire Medic 8 sent me a video from 1994. And it was called Zombie. And everyone, I think most of us who are from that era or earlier, has heard the song. I'll play it on here. And she sings the song in regarding to war and our need for war. Or I shouldn't say our need, our program for war. What's going on in Russia right now is the same thing that went on in the days of Hitler. Same thing. No, nothing's changed except the country. Same shit, different channel. It's a rerun. Another rerun. And greetings from Crete. Wow. Oh, okay, cool. So, yeah. So, we're looking at a program that's continually rerunning itself as if it's all been controlled. And it is. So, anyway, I'm going to play the song. Because, like I said, I was caught up in so many different things. Today with this, and let's see if I can find it again. Oh, wrong one. Oh, all right, I'm going to play this. I actually sent this out to a bunch of people on my Zoom. If you want to get involved with my Zoom chat, you can. There, I usually send a lot of files out to everybody so everybody can see what's going on, and everybody's sharing files with everybody on, you know, with Zoom. And then I'll do shows on whatever people send me sometimes. And because nobody really knows what's really going on in everybody's country, so or area or region. So anyway, let me play this for you guys. And there are lyrics. You can type up the lyrics to the song. Let's see, what's it called? Just saw this stupid thing. I can't remember now where I seen it. We have more. Let's see here. Audio portion, video content. I just saw the name of the stupid song and I can't remember it now. All right, let me play this anyway and I'll find out the name afterwards. Hold on. It's called Zombie, but I forget the name of the group. Hold on. Here we go.
Such silence, who are we? causes silence. We must be mistaken. It's the same old team since 1916. In your head, they're still fighting with their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns. In your head, they are dying.
Okay, wanted to play that. I'm going to read the lyrics just so you understand what she said. Because when I heard the song, the frequency is what got me. So I had to listen. I had to go find the words. It starts off, another head hangs lowly. Child is slowly taken. And the violence caused such silence. Who are we mistaken? But you see, it's not me. It's not my family. In your head, they are fighting with their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns. In your head, they are crying. And it goes on with, in your head, zombie, what's in your head, what's in your head? That's a really good, profound perspective way back then. Second verse, another mother's breaking, heart is taken over. When the violence causes silence, we must be mistaken. It's the same old theme since 1916. In your head, they're still fighting. With their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns, in your head, they are dying. You got to remember, a lot of this shit that we're seeing has been recycled over and over and over and over and over. And it's the same old cliches that they use to justify war. The only reason, and in the beginning of this video, the reason why I like this video, because it actually exemplified the concept of white privilege. We've all heard that bullshit, right? White privilege. You're white, you got privileges. No, let me explain something to everybody who's ethnic. I'm ethnic, I'm not white, I'm not dark skinned, I'm not light skinned. Well, I'm kind of light skinned. I'm not white. I've never, like I said before in many shows, I have never seen a black man in my life ever. I've never seen a yellow man in my life ever, or a red man for that matter, or a white man. Arguably, you could say brown. Arguably. That would probably be the truest of the statements. When you see a light-skinned person, a lot of them lived in trailer parks. And I've never met anybody who is light-skinned owned a slave. Nobody. Nobody I know has ever owned a slave. In fact, we are all slaves. The difference is how they divided everybody's perspectives and made you think that you were the target, when in fact, everybody was. And a lot of the light-skinned people wound up in the military because that's how the system worked. Eventually, it incorporated all the other different cultures, but initially, It was them that they targeted for the military. It was them they targeted for the drug control. It was them that they targeted on a lot of the psychological warfare that we're dealing with today. Nobody got it easy. Nobody. So if you're going to cry a bleeding heart because somebody's got lighter skin and you think they've had more privileges, suck it up, cupcake. You're full of shit. Bottom line. Everybody comes on into this earth, coming through that portal, to the vaginal portal. When they hit this planet, you're nothing but a slave. Period. We all are. So don't ever think that somebody got a bit more privilege. They didn't. Anything that they did get, there was a price they had to pay, and it was severe. And then when everybody else cried out, they wanted the same exact thing that that group got, you got it. And they gave you the same exact beating that they gave them. So this whole bullshit on race was designed to divide and conquer. Nobody took the time to look to the other side and sat there and talked and saw what was really going on. This insane fuckery that's been going on has been going on all over the planet. This class, this religion, educated, this political, this religious, whatever bullshit that they use. You know, and when I look at anybody, you know, man, woman, child, I see a man or a woman. Yeah, I may see the skin tone might be different, but I look at the man or I look at the woman. If you're an asshole, I don't care what color you are, you're an asshole. Period. I just talked to my buddy there from the Caribbean, from Trinidad. Me and him shoot straight out. We can shoot straight out. Because we both know this racist bullshit is just what it is, pure bullshit. Now, he has some some terminology I won't use anymore. I used to, but I won't, you know, because I'm not in that environment. If him and I are together, I can use that terminology because, again, neither one of us are racist. And so we laugh at the bullshit. But there are people today that are so effing stupid that will never grow up. And these are the ones that are the most dangerous because they're the most easily influenced to follow whatever criteria and they're led very easily. That's why it's important that we educate them and bring them up from where they're at and not keep them in that state. Our language has to change in a lot of ways too. The color thing has to go, period. And don't call anybody a white man, call them by their name. I made a comment to him and he got it. So you never hear anybody who's of European descent call somebody, you know, a cracker or a honky or a white man. You never hear that. What you may hear, like I said before, is you may hear, hey, asshole, what are you doing? Quit being such a dickhead or hey, F-tard, you know. And F-tard, I think, has become universal. I think everybody's using that one now. But you never hear that. See, you don't have to be bound by the fact of your ethnicity or color or whatever. I had a picture sent to me the other day. It was really, really cool. You had a Muslim on one side and a Hindu on the other side, and they're sitting down having a drink of brandy. I know for some Muslims, what do you mean he was drinking? Yeah, they were having a drink of brandy just to show that they had a certain level of civility. Because it's not the brandy that's the sin, it's the being drunk that's the sin. And enjoying a drink with a friend, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing. But a religious ideology will make you think, if God did not want you to make alcohol or have alcohol, he would not allow us to make it, period. And I know a lot of Muslims that do drink. They just don't drink in public. But they don't get drunk. Well, some do. But, you know, but that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. We need to get past some of these prejudices and these concepts, because as long as we stay in that situation, the governments of this planet will keep on shitting on everybody here. The real enemy that we have is not each other, never was each other. We're all slaves. All of us. There's not one exception. We may all do different jobs and have different talents, but you're still a slave. A I just talked about that the other day. I'm self-employed. I'm still a slave. You know, I'm still a slave. Because as long as you use the system that we have today in the current state that it's in, you are a slave. Period. You may not like hearing that term because everyone's talking, oh, you're a free man. You're in America. You're in Canada. Bullshit. You're a slave. They give you the perception of freedom because you can go to a Walmart. You can go to a grocery store. You can drive a car, which they're going to take that away from you, by the way. And if you haven't figured out by now that you're not a free person, go ahead and try to cross the border in Canada and come back. See what kind of shit you get into when you come across the border. You're not free. You know, when you want to try to grow some tobacco and try to sell it in the general population, it's a plant. God created it. Try to sell it. See what happens. You're not free. Go make yourself some moonshine, some alcohol in the United States or Canada. Try to sell it to the open public. You're not free because it's regulated by the corporation so they can make their money on that. They know there's big money in alcohol and tobacco, so you can't cut into that because if you do, you're cutting into an organized crime syndicate called the government. You're not free. Go ahead and work your full wages in a factory or a corporation or a company and try to get your full wages before they tax you. You're not free. In fact, your money's controlled. Taxes in the United States and Canada are completely illegal, and they know this. They know this, both countries. You're not free because we've been surrendering what we perceive to be our rights. They're not right. You had our privileges. We have rights, but we've surrendered them. And we've given the government the privilege to screw us. That's why this bullshit's going. Did you hear today Fauci's going to step down? I was talking to a friend of mine. She sent this to me. I said, Fauci's just going to his bunker. He's outlived his usefulness. Now they're going to send him to his bunker. She thinks they're going to hang him on the Nuremberg. She's more optimistic than I am in this system, obviously. I don't believe in any of this shit. I don't believe in the WHO. I don't believe in the UN. I don't believe in the American government. I don't believe in the Canadian government. I don't believe in any government. I think they're all full of shit, every fucking one of them. But that's just my thinking. Because I've been around and I've seen the magical trick, sleight of hand. Take a look. See the card? Look over here. Meanwhile, so something's going on over here. These guys are not going to be touched. I said, if anything will happen to Fauci, they'll take him, recycle his protein, turn him into a virus and call him flip-flop Fauci virus. That's what we're going to call him. Because I was looking at some of the shit he was saying. May 2020, he was saying that the masks were nothing but window dressing. So why was everybody forced to wear a mask? Now we got idiots walking out here, programmed, zombified. Let's call it what it is, zombified. Because this is what they were looking for in this whole situation with the corona, COVID, lambda, whatever the hell you want to call it. Because I never fell for the bullshit. Okay? This masking was to see how many people would be easy enough to manipulate to becoming zombies. Now they know. You know. So this zombification is still going on. Still happening. Nothing's changed. And the only way it's going to change is you have to basically leave the system. There's no other way. We got a big fight going on in Canada trying to get our privileges back. And meanwhile, while these so-called activist leaders talking about freedom, the government of Canada is now setting up 11 totalitarian isolation centers in Canada. One of them happens to be in Essex County, Windsor, Ontario. Really? Why do we need an isolation center? What are they bringing down? What are they going to do to Canada? How long is it going to take before Canadians finally wake up and say, this government has to go? This leadership we have does not represent the interest of Canada. And not bringing somebody like Paul Revere to to come in there to send our industry off to China and everywhere else and completely dominate this country. If that happens, we do not have a Canada. We have a confederation of slaves. You know, that's the reality of it all. This, everyone needs to pay attention to the Commonwealth countries that are on the extreme parts of the earth. Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Canada, even the U.S. Because the U.S. was incorporated back into the United Kingdom way back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. They've always been part of the Commonwealth. Again, Americans don't know this. You know. So when we pay attention, Europe needs to pay attention. Because if they screw these Commonwealth countries and somehow dominate, war is going to come. It will be inevitable. Because the only way you're going to throw this shit off is with a war. If anything the First World War taught us and the Second World War taught us, if we allow this to continue to progress the way it's going, we will be going to war. There is absolutely no way around it. This is what history teaches us. We are not going to see this go away through any kind of negotiation if you don't have power to back up what you're saying. I want to share this. I read this today. I was so impressed. I was so impressed when I read this. Target in the United States of America decided to go with a transgender line. So what happened was everybody said, Chuck U. Farley to Target. And you see the Target store and nobody there. A whole line of clothing, shoes, stationery. I mean, what kind of effing bullshit is this, really? So the people said, and this is what I've always said, you got cash, you got power. You got real power. The one guy says, when they did this, we decided to take our business somewhere else. Imagine that, having the courage and the balls to say, F you, I'm going here. Now, my take on all of this is real simple. Real power, everyone still has because we still have cash. All you got to do is boycott these effing places that are doing the stupid shit by trying to corrupt our young people to make them believe that this shit is normal. It's not normal. It's not popular. It's probably less than 1% of the general population, and it's all being orchestrated by the media and the WEF. They are further trying to corrupt and destroy and make our countries immoral, godless, soulless, and unethical. They want us to be like them. Imagine that. A bunch of soulless, godless people. They have a God. They do have a God. But their God's pretty weak, actually. You know, he is. Or it is. Whatever it is. Lucifer, Satan, whatever. Because think about this. If Satan was as powerful as he is promoting himself to be, he would be able to leave the planet, but he's trapped here. Trapped. He rules it, but he's trapped. Can't get out. So what he does is he creates a division among mankind, having man against man. His only real weapon is deception, manipulation, holograms. That's what I'm reading anyway. That's how I'm reading the scripture. And with that power of deception, he can control anything. But the true power, but the power he has is, as Jesus said, he never spoke the truth. All he spoke was lies. The truth was never found in him. Imagine that. And when we look at the system that we're in today, it's nothing but a lie. It's always been a lie. We have lived our lives based on a lie. The interesting thing about that too is that we are now waking up to it. We are probably a generation that, in true sense of the word, has been blessed because our eyes have been opened to the fact that this is all bullshit. And I have to say, I think it all attributes to the fact that Christ died on the cross. That's where it stems from. Because from that point on, when he conquered Satan at the cross and rose from the dead, we have the opportunity today to have what we have and able to see what we can see. Now they're trying to use their technology to bury the truth. Imagine that. This is how afraid they are of the truth. This is how afraid they are of having the truth come to the surface. Because if the truth came to the surface, they'd lose their power. Okay? They would lose their power. Their whole power is based on bullshit. All of it. You know. So when we're talking today about knowing the truth and sharing that truth, what everyone's seeing, we bear witness to the truth. We bear witness to what we're seeing and what's going on. Like I said, what we really need here is an emancipation of the Commonwealth. You know, and I think in all honesty, the Commonwealth needs to have better ties with each other. Australia, Canada, U.S., South America, New Zealand, and any other Commonwealth country, the Caribbean, whatever's left of the Commonwealth there, and eliminate the monarchy, because that is one of the things that has been centralizing the Commonwealth, but it's all based on a lie. Imagine that. You have one family living off the taxes and the blood of the Commonwealth, people that actually work for a living. You know, today I got to talk to my mom on Zoom because I haven't seen her in a while. So I had some relatives over there and we were talking about the jabs. And my family member said that she got the second jab. I said, don't get the third one. So you shouldn't have got the second one. I said, because the second one makes you immune compromised. In other words, every time you get sick, you're going to have to go to a doctor to give you some kind of medication. I said, the third one has 8 strains of HIV in it. Do not take the third one. I hope they listen. You know, I'm kind of one of those people that are a little bit on the outspoken side, and I will tell you the truth, and I'll tell you what I think sometimes, too. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes not so good. Point is, tell the truth. Be the truth. You know, be the representative of the truth, I should say. You know, express the truth to the best you can. The Bible says, you as eyes to see will see, and who has ears to hear will hear. And my take on that, and those who don't see and don't hear, oh well, sucks to be you. That's my thinking. So if they don't want to hear it, they don't want to see it, let them hit the wall. Don't plead with them. You don't have to plead. Let them continue. They will hit the wall sooner or later. That's how it goes. That's the way it rolls. That's how it is. Give me a second. I got to check something out here. Not that one. Okay, to hit that one. Give me this one. What's this? Yeah, white privilege. Got him. Let's see here. Well, that's target. I'm just sort of going back in the notes here real quick just to make sure I didn't overlook anything. There's something else I wanted to talk about now, and it slipped my head what it was. Okay. Oh, yeah. I do have another bit shoot up. What I've got going on is I've got my buddy in Croatia. He's sending him my videos to do, and he's doing a dub over because he's in media. So I told him to do a dub over and do it in Croatian. So those of you who are from Croatia, Serbia, I'm just going to call it Yugoslavia, you know, because there's so many different provinces within the country. If you want to hear the show in Croatian, you can hear it. It's on my BitChute channel. Independence is the, so when you go into BitChute, type in Independence, and you'll see there'll be a diabetic video dubbed over in Croatian, so you'll be able to see it. So if anybody else is interested in another country that speaks another language and you want to do a dub over, in other words, if you want to do the videos and do a dub over and share them in your respective countries, feel free to do so. They can help people that don't maybe speak English. Again, this may help them in getting the help they need, you know. Like I said, let me see here. Oh, great. So, let me see here. We're back here. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going all over the place. Okay. So, you know what? If they're pissed, that's okay. They got to deal with it. If people are mad at you because, you know, you are telling them something because they don't want to hear it. They just want to go along. They don't want to have any problems. They don't want to have any whatever. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it. You threw out the life preserver for them. It's up to them to grab it. Okay? It's up to them to grab it. So anyway, if you guys got any health issues that I may be able to help you with, feel free to put, you know, put a question here inside this chat room, and I'll try to help you out the best I can. The other thing, too, I want to emphasize something. If you're buying a technology from anybody, don't care who it is, and then you contact me, to help you figure it out, I kind of scratch my head when that happens, because I'm thinking, well, you bought this thing from that person or that company. Why aren't you talking to them? Okay, so again, you know, if you are going to invest money in something and you're not, and you don't know how to make it work, then perhaps you shouldn't buy the thing you're going to buy until you find out how to make it work, or have the person selling you that component should tell you how to make it work. Just a thought. Okay, how to get rid of kidney stones. Kidney stones are pretty easy to get rid of. First, you change your diet. No canned soups, no cream soups, no cream, no calcium products, no foods with oxalates or uric acid. Incorporate vitamin C or citric acid or any other kind of acid to break down the stones, even vinegar. Flush the kidneys with a teaspoon to a 2 teaspoons of citric acid, acetic acid, which is your vinegar, and drink that several times throughout the day. Give it time. Eventually, you will piss out whatever's there. Okay. Again, do not, you know, you're not going to, how'd you put it? It's not going to go away right away, just so you know. Okay, it's not going to go right away in that regard, but it will take time. Tony, can you give an insight of what kind of ionizers to wear when leaving the house? There's a lot of good companies out there. They'll give you a rating of what kind of a barrier they'll put out. I got one that puts out I got a couple now. I got one that puts out a 3-foot barrier all around you. I got another one I just got from a company called Wien or Wine. A company called Wien. And it's supposed to put out a 75-foot barrier. The only drawback I see with it is it has a A123 battery that you got to change. So I've been wearing it to see how good it is. Or how effective it is. So far, I'm not too bad. It has some of them will be a clip-on. Find one that you can afford. Find one that puts out a pretty good radius around you. Because the farther the barrier, the better. And go from there. That's probably the only real thing to say about them. Do a little research on them. See if the company's reputable. Because again, everyone lives somewhere, so what you have may be getting in Europe or in, let's say, Asia may be a little different. Okay, my family, okay, unpasteurized milk is good. The no cream coffee is a chemical, number one. Drinking cream and coffee, there will be a calcium component to it that will neutralize the antioxidants of coffee. So again, it can actually make the coffee become more of a free radical rather than an antioxidant. So that's one of the reasons why you don't mix cream and coffee or tea. The idea is to drink these herbs so that they have full strength and full measure. If the coffee is too strong for you, then dilute it. That would be a better thing to do. So if you want to drink unpasteurized milk, for sure. Some things you just don't want to mix, period. They can either negate what you're doing, or they can negate each other, or maybe even produce free radicals that you weren't really looking or expecting. So what I got here. So, for a bucket, will a higher pulse rate speed up the detox process? No. It may help expel out maybe more. I have used a 12-volt, 200-amp power supply to push out more. But it all depends on how layered you are, and you can base that on your age. For every year you've been alive, you've got a saturation of this stuff. So it just takes time. You know, you can help it out with doing detoxes like with sodium thiosulfate. You can help it by doing the baths and the four salts that I usually tell people to use. The Epsom salt, the trisodium phosphate, the boron or borax, the baking soda. The baking soda and the borax have a detoxing effect in removing radiation. And since we are all being hit with radar radiation, and these radar beams can actually target you to access information from you, these are some things you may want to do to minimize access to you, because those nanoparticles basically are like act like an antenna. So again, you know, I didn't get a chance to read all the reports on the targeting by radar, but Fire Medic 8 had done a really good video on it. It's in yesterday's show. So if you haven't heard the show, you can, when you click on the link, he has a full illustration of the maps, and he's explaining the radiation, how it expands. See what's happening at nighttime, especially in North America and Canada and U.S. We're getting radar. In other words, they're spiking radar beams going across the countryside, depending on where you live. Toronto, Ottawa is the worst, and Ontario is the worst place right now. Cold Lake, Alberta is another real bad place, and there's one place just southwest part of BC in Canada. You'll see the spiking of these radar beams, and they're affecting the whole northern and southwestern and southern part of Ontario. Ottawa is affecting the east and the northeast, and right down into New York and Pennsylvania. Toronto is affecting Ohio, part of Michigan, and way up further northwest from Toronto. So, and then Michigan is, it's unbelievable. The last 2 weeks, the spiking of this radar has increased exponentially. And where I'm at in Windsor, we're getting it from both ends. London is getting it bad. London is getting pounded. You know, Chatham's getting pounded. We're getting pounded. And we're all being affected. This is why when you wake up in the morning, you feel tired, because all night long you've been irradiated. Make sure to minimize some of the effect of that radiation. You've got your smart meter shielded with a mesh and it's grounded. Make sure your workstation has got some kind of shielding as well. Make sure you check your gas meter. A lot, your gas meters may also be, like your hydrometers. You know, I can't now. I just lost the thought. What the hell they are? Because they will emit a signal or a pulse. Make sure you put some shielding behind them and in the house right where they would be. Shield your windows. I have an idea on how to disperse some of that energy through shielding. If you got stuff to make an electric fence, that may help by putting a grid inside the house and having it pulse, or having a grid and then having it grounded. In other words, you've got your grid up in the ceiling somewhere along the windows or walls, and again, you run that to a ground. Okay? Because the energy has to, if the energy hits iron or copper, it'll act as a conduit to transfer that field elsewhere. And whatever does get through will be nominal. Tony, can you create a zapper to zap stupid people in the streets? Or that wasn't called for. Is there a way to get floaters out of your eyes? Yeah, just use MSM. Put 1 teaspoon of MSM, not a heaping, but just a level teaspoon, 100 mils of water. Dissolve it and use it as an eye wash. You can also use some kind of salt, sea salt, or something to that effect as well if you don't have MSM. Tony, isn't a Faraday cage smart meter ground if it's clipped into a metal? I can't make out what you're trying to say here. Tony, okay. Be the light, I think, is drinking alcohol again. Tony, isn't a Faraday cage over a smart meter grounded if it's clipped into a metal surface? Yeah, that's how you have to do it. You know, that's how you have to do it. You put a metal cage over it. Because again, the smart meter is what I was trying to think. The smart meter is also in some of your gas gauges. So if you put a, just go to the hardware store, get one of those meshes, aluminum meshes that you buy for your aluminum doors, put the thing over it and cut it around so that you have the right measurements, and then connect it with aluminum tape, and then clip that to a wire, and then take a pipe, stick it into the ground and clip it to that, or make sure that the wire is somehow making contact to the ground. This way it has somewhere to go. I did that over the last 2 days. I noticed a significant drop in the amount of radiation coming in here. Okay, then just shield them. Just shield them. Or if you can't shield them, put an aluminum backing behind them and make sure that's touching the ground. So there's somewhere to go. Just got a private message. If not, how to ground if there isn't a plug nearby? All you need to do is when you get a long wire, clip it to the back of the frame you're putting over the your shield you're putting over the smart meter. Clip it to the back of it, then get a pipe. clip it to a pipe, or put something inside the pipe where you can clip that to, and just spike it right into the ground. Ground means earth. We're putting something into the earth so that we can redirect it away from us. Hello from New York. All righty. So, that's a ground. It doesn't have to be inside. Your house is grounded, meaning they got a wire connected to your house probably 50 feet into the field somewhere, so that if it does get hit by lightning, it has somewhere to discharge. Same idea. Okay. Now, because we're getting near an hour here, and I don't know if we're going to, keep on going or what, but just to make it just in case. Okay, I'm going to tell everybody, start looking up radar technology and how it can, how radar toxicity be the easiest way to do it. Now, you don't have to go open up any, you don't have to open up Google. You don't have, just go in where you see the www, where you put in there, wipe that out, type in directly the query you're asking, radar toxicity. And then that'll open up a plethora of places you can find information. Expecting the best, well, best to what? Iodine pulls out radiation. It's one of the best, that's the first thing they tell you to use. Borax pulls out radiation. It's one of the most effective things that they use. Baking soda. Look up what the military uses. Okay. Quit listening to the goofy gurus out here on the alternative end of things. They are, most of them, 30, 35 years behind. You know, they made the left-hand turn at Albuquerque, and these guys are going right. So a lot of the information you're reading today may not be adequate or current. You know, what is the military using to detox radiation? Three things. Baking soda, borax, and bleach. What's interesting about all three things? They're all salt. They're all a type of salt. Salt goes in and helps expunge whatever's in the cells. And in this case, they work really well at expunging radiation from the body. Pectin can assist, you know, provided maybe combined with some other material. But like I said, that's the first line of defense. So even taking it orally will probably be beneficial. You know. You'd have to kind of, that one takes a little bit of thinking. Okay. When you're talking enlargement of an organ, that could also be meaning that the organ itself is being assaulted by some kind of epigenetic. And what I mean by epigenetic, I mean something from the outside that's affecting the genetic code of the body. So if you're having this issue, then the first thing you need to understand is what is the cause? First place you got to go. What is the cause? Because then once you find out what the cause is, that's when you can begin to understand what you got to do. Okay, what's causing this? Okay, citric acid is in common with baking soda, borax, and Lugol's. Are you talking about using that to remove radiation? It's a good formula. It's a really good formula. Yeah, I'd use it. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'd use it. I do something similar like that all the time, for sure. You know, EDTA is good, and EDTA will pull out a lot of elements, but it may not pull out radiation. See, you got to understand why you're doing what you're doing. Just because something is really good for you doesn't mean it's going to work for the condition you are dealing with. Now, if you're referring to Albert's situation, it may or may not work. It may work if it's not a chemical component that may have caused that problem. If it's a metallic one, it may work really well. So like I said, you gotta kind of look and listen to what is being said and not just go by something off the top of your cuff. What does EDTA really do? How does it really work? Would DMSO be a better solution for this situation? Would sodium thiosulfate be a better solution for this situation? Or would Epsom salt be a better solution for this situation? Again, it all depends what is causing this. Can you change a setting to make it so the listeners can comment on each other's comment? I really don't know. I didn't even know we could do that. I'm really new at this, so you have to bear with me. I'm going to be on a learning curve on this. And trying to find the information on Podbean, sometimes it's a bit of a pain in the ass. So it used to be in a lot of chat rooms, if you clicked on the person, let me see if that works. Hold on. Yeah, no, that doesn't work that way. Okay. All right, it doesn't work that way here, but I was trying to click on people's names to see what they gives you. And oh, wait, there's another menu here. Add admin, okay. But do this. I don't know how to do it, to be honest with you. And I don't want to touch the settings because I may lose everybody. Well, okay, many people blame. That doesn't see, I don't listen to many people. Very rarely do I hear anybody. The only people I will listen to be honest with you, are people that are actively either awake, involved, and researching and developing, because everyone that's doing these things are seeing things. Everybody else, unless they are actually working or dealing with people, I don't bother. People can say a lot of shit. People do say a lot of shit. Doesn't mean it's worthwhile. Even what I'm telling you, I will tell you, go look it up. The Zap from the with the hand crank Van de Graaff, yeah, that's what I use. Those hand cranked Van de Graaffs will put out over 100,000 to 150,000 volts. You know, so yeah, if you put them in the capacity, okay. If you watch the video, I don't know if you watched the video we did on BitChute. If you haven't, maybe you should go watch it so you can understand what you got to do. You charge up a capacitor, which will hold up, again, the ones, and I show you how to make your own capacitor, they'll hold up to about 20,000 volts, and you charge it up no more than maybe 10 to 20 charges, or cranks, then release that into your body, and it will disengage. I'm talking about goofy doctors, blame it on that. Okay, well, doctors, you know, doctors. What have doctors cured in the last 100 years? Sorry, in the last 90 years, what have doctors cured? Name one thing. Name one thing. Now, let me emphasize what I just said. Cure, not treat. Cure. What have they cured? See, that's where this is where I'm coming from when I tell you do your research. Because most doctors today couldn't tie their shoe with Velcro. Pretty much. And you can blame Rockefeller for that one. How can I get rid of styes? Okay, well, what's a stye? What is a stye? It's a form of herpes. Herpes 1. What gets rid of that? Lysine and zinc. If you've got a sty, that means you got to change your diet, drop all seeds, nuts, beans, peas, stuff like that. Incorporate lysine and zinc, do it every couple hours, and usually within a day to 3 days, it's usually gone. What we got here? Is Van de Graaff strong? Oh, yeah, by far. By far. Stick to the spike. That was making you a little bit excited. Stick to the spike. That was making, you know, if you're excited with the spike, this would put you in exuberance. Not necessarily sugar. Styes, okay, when you're getting a herpes like that, that's usually an arginine imbalance, not sugar. That's where all that comes from. Beans, peas, nuts, seeds, that's all high in arginine. So a lot of people get starting a lot of peanuts or sunflower seeds or whatever, pumpkin seeds. That will boost the arginine level. Sugar will cause problems too, and sugar may exasperate by weakening your immune system, for sure. But I think I found the simplest thing to use for that, just a simple lysine and zinc combination in copper. It takes it out, like I said, with no problem. I'm not even excited. What are you talking about? So, but make sure you do it every couple hours. If you do it once or twice a day, it ain't going to do much. How do you get rid of white tongue? What does the indicator show up? Well, white tongue, now what Virginia said, well, is that you're eating too much sugar. Yeah, that's caused from sugar. So that means you're low in zinc, copper, manganese, potassium, sodium, and magnesium. Yeah. So you can use iodine, copper chloride, zinc chloride. I don't like using colloidal silver that much. That for me is only the last resort because it does have antibacterial properties and it can affect the colon, even though they tell you it doesn't. And if it's the nano shit they're selling on the market today, the 10 to 30 part per million, which is basically nano, that would, if you're a male, that can wipe out your testicles. So it's not a good idea to use it. It's like I said, it's over 100 part, 200 part, 300 part, not a problem. Just about all the companies right now in the health food industry are selling nano silver. So, yeah. Yeah, so Sherry's got a good solution for you too. Basically, she's saying the same thing, just doing it differently. All the minerals I'm telling you basically are alkaline in nature, and because you're low in those minerals, you're more prone to having these problems. How do you get rid of discoloration of the skin from the biofilm? Well, taking a bath for one thing, using the saline salts in the tub to extract whatever's on near the surface. Second thing you can try is using vitamin A, iodine, copper to help repair the collagen in the skin and also to help flush out whatever's there. Incorporating more vitamin E, sesame seed oil, almond oil, real olive oil, not a synthetic, that should help as well. Tony, do you sell the nano buckets? I was nervous about doing it wrong and getting electrocuted. Yeah, I do. We sell them here. Send me an email. I'll put my email in here just in case. Hold on. All right, there you go. There's my email. So, go from there. All righty. Wow, we went over an hour. Holy cow. Now, they tell me on this thing that you have about an hour, 180 minutes. I don't think I can talk that long. So, if there's anything else, anybody else want to, is there a topic anybody wants to bring up? Is there something happening in your region of the world, wherever you may be coming from? Greece, Australia, Ireland, New Zealand, wherever, you know, bring it up, you know, see, we've got a lot of people here. I don't know what the hearts mean. Oh, they like something that many times. Okay, I get it now. I'm just checking something out real fast. Huh. Interesting. Alrighty. Okay. Well, I think, oh, we got 10 new messages here. What have we got here? 11. Biofilm cough, 5G. Okay. Why do you add vinegar to the salt solution? Is there an added benefit? Well, there's a reason for everything, right? You add the vinegar in there because it's an acid. What does acid do? It breaks down protein. So what are we doing? We're allowing the salt to be able to penetrate more efficiently into the system. Okay, what do you got here? Like to show hydrolyzed collagen. What is the best espoil to protect ourselves from radiation? What is the best? I'm not sure what you're trying to say there. Espoil to Okay, Miriam, resend your question. I'm not sure what you're asking. I'm not sure what espoil means. Oh, essential oil. Okay. I think Miriam's drinking too. All right. What's the best essential oil to protect ourselves from radiation? I'd have to look it up, to be honest with you. I'm not sure if an essential oil can protect you from the radiation or can help you. I know they can help you recover from radiation damage. They use a lot of essential oils for things like this. But as far as protecting you, I don't think there. I don't know of any, so I can't really say one way or the other. Iodine, you can take iodine, mix it with a vitamin C, or even citric acid to clarify it, and then you can mix that with a carrier oil like almond oil and rub it on, and that should help protect your skin from radiation as well. So, like I said. That's something you may want to look up too. I got all kinds of literature and stuff. So if you send me an email, I'll send you some books on essential oils and you can actually look them up as well. As far as radiation goes, I am not certain. Good enough. Save the question for next show. What we got here? When is the next broadcast? I'm just sort of playing it by ear. But what I may be doing is I may be doing them maybe once or twice a week, see how they go. Tonight's show is really popular according to the stats. We've had we got 31 online. We've had a total of 56 people show up because I couldn't get the thing to broadcast properly on the email. So I will put it out there again. So what I'll do, I'll be doing another show tomorrow. To see how it goes, and we'll go from there. So basically, I'm playing it by ear, and I'm playing to see how good this is going to transpire. And if it keeps on growing, then maybe what I may do even is I may just do live streams more regularly, and back off on the other show. You know. If I can get everybody to transition from there to here, that'll work great too. You know, the difference between this show and that show is that show I can put links on there for everybody to read so they can go look for themselves, the independence.podbean.com show. So, and I like that really good too, because this way I'm not just spewing a bunch of stuff out there and people don't know where I'm getting it from. So if they look at the links and they actually read the links, and they too can see where I'm coming from. And in some ways, that's a better format for educating people. This one's good as far as, again, it can be educational as well. I mean, like today, giving everybody these different solutions and what to do. And then they can look it up for themselves. Well, I personally don't order from, I order from PureBulk, but I don't order copper gluconate. I make my own copper chloride, which is a lot easier to, it's very easy to make. And I show you how to make it on YouTube. So I'd probably tell you to go make it and use that. Tell me, what is the remedy for period pains? Oh, well, again, you'd have to look at what's causing it. Are you eating any soy, any miso, tempeh? Are you eating any kind of estrogenic food like pomegranate juice, fenugreek, fennel, peas? These can all have a negative effect on your reproductive system because of the genistein and daisodin in these products. So, if you're doing that, you got to get rid of it. Number one. Number two, iodine. If you're low in iodine, then you cannot convert estradiol to estrione to estriol. So one of the functions of iodine is to regulate the estrogens in a woman. And it can protect you from a lot of the endocrine cancers that they tell you you have when you don't have it. Three, the other thing you can you also may be low in is magnesium, potassium, maybe taurine. Now I've got people that have used the bucket and have told me when they used the bucket, their menstrual cycle had changed drastically because there's a lot of toxic buildup in the vaginal area. And one of the ways it gets there is the tampons or the pads that women wear. A lot of it gets stuck inside. It accumulates over a period of time. And in today's times, they're using nanotechnology in that area. They're not putting graphene in the pad. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised they're putting that in the tampon. So, and they were using nano silver in some of those tampons as an antibacterial and to make sure you didn't smell. So that too could be causing a problem. So start using more iodine, magnesium, selenium to regulate the iodine and also to support the endocrine system. You know, these things should make a big difference. But eliminate the soy out of the diet. If you're no vegetable oil, no soybean oil, and no flax oil either, or fish oil. Okay, what do you think about? What do I think about the ketogenic diet? I think it's probably the best diet out there. You know, you do need carb. Don't completely the ketogenic diet. Excuse me, it's primarily the Atkins diet way back in the 70s that they just call ketogenic. And the only problem with the Atkins and the ketogenic, if you get too extreme in that and you don't get enough carb because you do need glucose, then you're going to wind up with problems. So you have to have some kind of carb, potato, any root-based vegetables will suffice. Can use a nano bucket if you're pregnant. I can't see why you couldn't. Okay. Hemp is also estrogenic. Coconut oil is fine. Keto works. It does work. So. Alrighty. I think I'm going to wind her down. I think I got covered enough ground today. So stay tuned to the next, and let me, I hope all of you got the notice today. I hope some of you did. Anyhow, I'll try to get that better. I'll try to get better at this thing, and then we'll see you at the next show. So I will plan, today's what, Monday? I'll plan for Wednesday for another show around the same time, 6 p.m. Eastern, if I can get back in here again. And we'll go from there, all right? Nope, I got four new messages real quick. What you got here? Aloha, great info. Okay, good, good, good. All righty. All right, so to the next segment. To your health. And I will probably figure out how to put a donation button on here too. So we'll go from there. All right, you take care.